Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies with warm sunshine across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A pleasant day for those outdoors, while the evening promises a mild and comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, forces from Brigade 98 and the Paratroopers Brigade have completed the siege of Bint Jebel, a central Hezbollah stronghold. Maariv reports the IDF says these terrorists now have no choice but to surrender or face destruction. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports on stalled U.S.-Iran negotiations. Both sides stood firm, with Iran seeking to end the Lebanon war first, while the U.S. demanded the reopening of the Hormuz Strait. Also this hour, Turkish President Erdogan threatens potential military action against Israel. Ynet notes this rhetoric escalates following the collapse of U.S.-Iran talks in Pakistan. Separately, JNS reports the IDF has increased readiness protocols after U.S.-Iran talks failed. This shift mirrors preparations seen in past military campaigns. And finally, Israel Hayom reports that Golani forces have neutralized the terrorists responsible for the death of Sergeant Toval Lipschitz. This comes 5 days after the tragic event in southern Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Oren Barsky, a regional analyst, shared a video showing Iranian patrol boats aggressively approaching a U.S. warship in the Strait of Hormuz. He describes it as a provocative display by the Iranian regime. From Ynet News, an expert notes Iran's lack of interest in a ceasefire, suggesting it's neither a surrender nor a strategic maneuver. Aiza Tabaro highlights a recurring theme in some narratives, pointing to a monologue discussing perceived Jewish influence, noting the divisive rhetoric. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the siege of Bint Jael, according to Maariv, it's a significant tactical move by the IDF. The completion of the siege marks a critical juncture in the ongoing conflict with Hezbollah. This development could significantly impact Hezbollah's operational capabilities in the region. Turning to the failed U.S.-Iran talks, the Jerusalem Post details how these discussions were crucial for addressing regional tensions. The deadlock leaves key issues unresolved, especially concerning the Strait of Hormuz, which remains a vital maritime passage for global oil supply. Meanwhile, Erdogan's threats against Israel, as reported by Ynet, come amid heightened regional tensions. His comparisons to Turkey's past military actions suggest a potential for increased conflict, which could further destabilize the region. On the diplomatic front, the IDF's heightened readiness, reported by JNS, indicates Israel is bracing for potential escalations. This readiness suggests Israel is prepared for any fallout from the failed U.S.-Iran negotiations. Finally, the elimination of the terrorists by Golani forces, covered by Israel Hayom, underscores Israel's swift response to attacks on its soldiers. This move aims to deter future aggressions and bring a sense of justice and closure for those affected by recent violence. On the economic front. First, from Maariv Business, the insurance sector faces strain as Israelis await compensation following the Iran ceasefire. Heavy workloads are causing significant delays, impacting many awaiting funds. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports Isracard's expansion plans. They've signed an agreement to issue credit cards for Mizrahi Tefahot customers, following their deal with El Al's customer club. And finally, Globes notes Nova has overtaken Checkpoint in market cap, becoming Israel's fourth most valuable company on Wall Street. This highlights the growing prominence of the chip inspection industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.